Hello, and welcome to Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolander McTeer. Today is Saturday, March 6, 2021. Today's segment is a new segment, and God has instructed me to do something totally different. But because I'm his vessel and his sheep know his voice, I have learned obedience is better than sacrifice when it comes to the man above. God has instructed me today, even though you may hear traffic and I'm in a serene, peaceful place within the Spirit of the Lord. God said, just pray. Just pray, my daughter. Just pray. Heavenly Father, as I take the initiative to be navigated, guided, and deposited from you as my supporter, protector, provider, waymaker, healer, and loving companion whom I've never met. Lord, I love you. And as I go forward today, it's all of you and none of me. God, take the wheel, Father. Take the wheel, Father, and guide your vessels who truly love you, serve you, honor you, praise you, and seek you diligently, Lord. Take the wheel, Father. Give them blessings, Father, in the midst of the storm. We are still in your hands, Father. God, don't ever take your hands off our life, in our life. As we stand before you, trusting in you, receiving strife for believing in you, steady under attack for keeping you first, being betrayed, being lied on, being victims of deception, being victims of fraud, being victims of treachery, being victims of family doing low down dirty things because of the spirit that you've planted in us, the jealousy that reigns in their heart. Being, Father, that through it all, no matter what happens, Father, your vessels, we stand on your word because your word is true and every man is a liar. God, have mercy on us today, Father. Have mercy on your vessels, Lord, who truly don't understand why they may even be going through such a hardship right now in the pandemic, why things are not lifting, why there's constant killings, why there's now variants out of COVID-19, which means that this horrible virus is not gone. But God, give those who haven't spent a lot of intimate time with you, unlike myself and those who have spent intimate hours, days, weeks, and years with you. You are serving wrath on the land. You are tired. Hear me, people. This is the Spirit of the Lord. God said he is tired. He is tired with capital letters / exhausted. He has given so many people chance after chance after chance after chance to repent, say they're sorry, humble themselves, change their wicked ways, and make better choices. But they refuse. They idolize and worship flesh. They idolize and worship material possessions. They idolize and worship mess, entanglements, judgment, deceit, backbiting, manipulation, social media. They praise everything but me, God says, my daughter. They praise everything but me, God says, my daughter. Even in the pandemic, Father, Lord, God. God said, they don't praise me. They seek man. They steady worry about what the government gonna do. They steady worry about, oh, we got a vaccine, we're cured. Nobody has humbled themselves to say, God, help us. Now, for those vessels, including myself, who have humbled themselves and know that God is first, praises him and worships him, God has instructed me, you are covered in the famine. You are covered in the famine. Now, everyone has an expiration date. From the time of conception that God places us in the birth channel of the womb of the woman that's to bring us here to this earth, into the time that he says, I need you back. Or if you've given your life to the devil, so be it. Adios, amigos, and rot in eternal fire. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. God says, in this hour, all those who have stood and endured, because you don't have a title, because no one sees you on TV, be not in dismay, be not leery, be not upset, be not discouraged. Because now, in this season, your platform of elevation is going to come into manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. See, where I am with God, it took me decades. I've endured much. In order to get what God has given you, you have to go through to get to. When God deposited the Holy Spirit into me when I was attending the Church of Atlanta Lighthouse in Atlanta, Georgia, when I had rededicated my life to God, I said, God, what is going on? My godmother, God bless her soul, Mother Josephine, said to me, baby, she's a very anointed woman of God. I was with her the day she died in the hospital. I just held her hand and prayed with her. And when I left and went to get something to eat, they called me and said she'd gone home to be with the Lord. It was her time. She said to me, baby, now that you have left the stages of the club and come to the pages of the Bible, I hear God saying he's going to test you. But don't ever fret and don't ever be leery. And don't ever get weary and leave the presence of God, because you're going to stand and still praise God, still smile, still elevate, and still give a testimony to bring people to God, to know if they just trust him, he too will bless them. And I tell you, to this day, that's been over 25 or 28 years ago, God is still right with me. He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. Thank you, Jesus. So today, Father, just like you stood with me, you stay with me, you bless me and carry me. God, I extend a hand. I extend the rod. for those to grab it, to grab a hold to your name, to grab a hold to you and trust in you and begin to praise you and thank you. For those, this is the rod I'm extending for people that don't know you, don't understand. It's not about social media. It's not about a handbag. It's not about a car. It's not about a title. It's not about how good you can twerk. It's not about how much money you can flash on the screen. It's not about how many women you can call bitches and hoes. It's not about how many men you can call tricks and busters and all of this. It's not about, oh my God, I got the baddest waistline. It's not about you coming outside butt booty naked, showing your nipples and your poom poom. It's not about sitting down somewhere saying, oh, F everybody else because I got to get me some money. We're living in a time now, honey, all of that stuff can be snatched away from you, because the reason why it can be snatched away from you is because if God takes your life, none of that matters. And what you acquire, you can lose. What you acquire in the flesh never manifests into blessings. Hear me clearly. What you manifest in your flesh never manifests into blessings. And the reason why I say that is because so many people have all these material things, but they are burdened, they're hurt, they're wounded, they're in pain, and all they do is lash out. They're not healed. They still have to be healed from childhood pains, traumas, experiences, circumstances, situations, dealings, past relationships. They are tore up from the floor up. So I advise you today, take baby steps. It doesn't happen overnight. Anyone who serves God wholeheartedly will tell you, our flesh is still a mess. But God doesn't judge the flesh. He judges the spirit. The spirit and the soul is what's intertwined to God. That's why even in the Bible, his vessels, one in particular, you hear about all the time, David. David was quote unquote a hoe, a male hoe. But God knew David's heart and soul pertaining to him. And this is what God searches for and looks for and knows within each one of us. You can portray all day to man one way, but God knows your heart and soul. Don't find it strange. Don't find it peculiar. Begin to take baby steps and invite God into your life. Invite God in to carry you, keep you, and make a way for you. Are you going to go through? Absolutely. You're going to go through with the devil. Look how many people have worshiped the devil sitting in jail. Look how many people have worshiped the devil and lost their life and in the pits of hell right now. Look at people that are worshiping the devil and still miserable on the inside. They got all the material possessions, but they ain't got no peace. See, God gave me peace many years ago. Once you get peace, you got everything you need. Because peace with God will let you know it's not about your circumstances, because this too shall pass. He's got to test you before he bless you. He's got to see if you're going to praise and elevate him and still invite people into his kingdom when he is sending you through something. Nobody is spared from going through anything. Nobody is spared from going through anything. It's what you choose to do and how you handle what you go through will determine what God brings to you. Woo, come on, somebody. That's confirmation. I remember hearing that. God just reminded me. That said in my soul many years ago from Mike Murdoch. What you let go of, and I didn't even know that was going to come up today. What you let go of will determine what God brings to you. Many of you are holding on to things that God wants you to let go of because he has so much more for you. But because you're so gung-ho on presentation and representation for social media, you missing your blessings. Everything is not meant to stay with you for eternity. It's for a season. Let it go. When time comes and things are not according to the way they are, let them go. There's people today sitting in jail for stealing cars. Let the car go. You know how many cars they make every year? Really? Let the handbags go.
They're only going to be in season for a while. After that, they antique. And after that, it's most stuff coming out. So let it go. If it comes down to it, let it go. All the clothes that you buy, 10, 15 years from now, you ain't going to want them clothes. Let them go. If it comes down to it. If things come up in your life that you need to let it go, let it go. Because I guarantee you, speaking from my own testimonies, if you let it go, God will never leave you or forsake you. I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. I've never seen the righteous begging for bread. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He will take care of you. He knows storms, tests, and trials that you're going to enter into before it even happens to you. And some of your tests and trials, God has allowed the devil to come in and test you, just like the devil tested Jesus. But God knew Jesus was going to stand for him. God wants to see, are you going to stand for him? Or are you going to get weary and go over here to the other side? Remember, God made the devil. He's a fallen angel. So the devil ain't arguing with God. He arguing with you, trying to see who you gonna choose. I advise you to get through this pandemic, stay whole, stay plentiful. Have your needs met, things turn around for you and be covered while God is judging the land for those who continue to defy and disrespect him, that you allow him in and seek him and pray like never before. I'm praying for you as well as I hope you pray for me. But remember, you don't need anybody to pray for you when you can pray for yourself. Get in a place and seek God yourself. Keep God first. I guarantee you, all things will work for your good. Follow me on social media at Y McTeer on Twitter, at Sassy Elite Me on Instagram, Facebook, Yolanda McTeer. Purchase my book or gift it to a friend, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It's available through Barnes and Nobles and Amazon and also on my social media bio link. It's an autobiography written by me, which will carry you the time of my life from the stages to the pages of the Bible, the trials, the storms, the tests, and many things I had to go through, but I stood for God in the midst of it all. Be blessed, and remember, your bad days will never equal your good days until you begin to pray and seek God. God will give you great days for all your bad days. Be blessed.